caller.
Go with company.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes. Well, it's like I was supposed to be only getting charged $2, and I was charged $5.75. Hold on, just 1 second, and I'll tell you the full amount. I'm looking at my bank statement right now. I was only supposed to be charged for $2, and I was charged for 1 second. I'm getting back to it. $5.74.
And may I have your zip code, please?
35148. Because my friend, she was sitting right beside me, and they didn't charge her for it. And I was like, wait, hey, how did I get charged for it? I never have luck.
Well, we hope that would change. Okay. Your first and last name, please.
Stephanie Burgett. I like you enough to know you ain't. Are you ready for Christmas?
Are you speaking to me, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Well,
what about
yourself? Somebody is. Well, no, I'm not ready for it. I'm actually trying to run from it, but me and my kids, we're just going to have what little Christmas we're going to have. My husband left us, and he literally was cheating on me with my sister and my best friend. So they literally, all three of them got together, stole every one of my kids' Christmas, and gave it to their kids, and my husband left with them. And I'm literally sitting here looking at my house where they have took everything from me and my children. And I have four children, and I'm almost 8 months pregnant. And me and my kids have one little bitty mattress to sleep on, and there's four of them and my pregnant self.
Sounds like a lot.
Took down to the groceries. Yes. Took down to the damn groceries that my kids were supposed to eat. Took my money. He took my car.
Okay, one more second here. I'm still with you here. We're trying to locate your account. One sec.
Do you want the account number?
No, do you have an order ID number?
Yes, sir, I actually do.
Okay.
Let me get that for you. 263-01-9716.
263-01-97.
No, no. Oh, yes, sir, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
9716.
That's correct.
Thank you. Mrs. Burgett, if possible, verify your shipping address.
150 Warrior Avenue, Summerton, Alabama, 35148.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He took my rent money, my light money.
Okay, one more second here. Your account is loading up.
You're fine. Take your time. I promise you I'm not caring.
Okay. Okay, there we are. Now, to recap, what you're calling in is that you stated that you were supposed to only pay
$2. And I'm getting charged $5.70. Hold on just 1 second. I don't want to lie. 574.
Okay, 1 moment. Allow me 1 second to notate the account, please.
Okay, that's fine. Take your time. Una liquid para quitar. Oh, baja a ver. En poco tiempo ahí, ¿no?
Right.
I know, I'm sick of you. The way it says, yeah, when you put it on there. I set the fire.
Yeah.
No puedo mirar con otro ojo. Me duele. Ay, no. How was your Thanksgiving?
Before we do that, I wanted to inform you that we did go forth and refund $374. You did say you were only supposed to pay $2?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's what it had on the Facebook thing. And when I went on it, it said only pay $2. That's why I clicked it.
All right, so we did go forth with that on the account here, ma'am. Any other questions about your account?
Is that $3 going to go back onto my account, or did it go towards that for shipping and handling? Or I just want to know.
You want to know what, ma'am?
That $374, is it going back on my account, or is that going to be for shipping and handling?
No, it's going to go back towards your account. Just allow your bank in 3 to 5 business days to receive it.
Okay, and can you tell me when I'll be getting my pots and pans? Or you don't know anything about that?
Okay, 1 moment, please.
Okay.
A tracking number has not been generated for the account. So
okay.
At the present moment, it's uncertain, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and you have a Merry Christmas, and God bless you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.